What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You know, we've been talking a lot the last couple days about having a dream.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Hate Mail of the Week was all about Tommy killing the dreams of people who want to be pro pickleball players. Mm-hmm. But today, there is an opportunity for people who want to live the Hollywood glitz and glamour life.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, legit.
Yeah.
And if you think what you... how? If you think you have what it takes, take two, to perform in front of the camera, there will never be a better opportunity to try
Hollywood.
It. No. Western New York.
What?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Okay, so we already know the Bills will be the center of a Hallmark Christmas movie this year.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We also know that that movie is going to be filmed in upstate New York.
Very cool.
And it sounds like the folks that are making this movie need to cast characters that really say Western New York.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, the production announced they are looking for people to be in front of the camera.
Ah.
Now, they say they need plenty of extras.
Yeah, a lot of background folk.
That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also casting actual parts.
Like the lines?
Yes.
So you'll have a speaking role, potentially.
Yeah, and they say you don't need to be a professional actor if you are interested. So they are casting. You ready for this?
Yeah.
They're casting a character named Dale. He's a 30 to 40-year-old man who goes on a bad date with the lead and does not understand their Bills' passion. They're casting Joy. She's a 50-year-old woman who works in marketing for the Bills. They're casting Mike. He's a 30 to 50-year-old guy who worked on the construction of the new stadium. And they are casting Ava, an 8-year-old girl who is a patient where the main character works.
Aww.
There is a link you can Google where you can get more information on how to audition.
Wow.
They film in early May to early June. So I think May 12th is when they kick off.
Yeah.
And if you are cast, you will make around $1,200 a day.
Damn. I'm scale again.
Yeah. Shut up trying to sound Hollywood.
Hey, buddy of mine went out there. I know Hollywood.
No, you don't. Buddy of yours went out there don't know Hollywood. That's why he's back. All right, look, this is a great opportunity.
Those are big parts.
Yeah.
Because I got what? You're going to be working with the lead?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Would you worry, though, that they thought you looked West? Like, you were their idea of Western New York. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You would be offended that you look like where you're from?
No, but I here's the thing. I think other people have a perception of what people in that area look like.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it's probably not the most glamorous person.
Yeah, because we all do that with any region we talk about. We picture somebody in our head.
And
it's usually not favorable.
Yeah, they may look at you and be like, you're a regular-looking person.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm guessing if you're going to try out for a role like that, you don't think you're a regular-looking person.
Okay, I hadn't thought about that.
But it is Hallmark. Everybody's good-looking in Hallmark.
Yeah. But if they're looking for the real thing,
all right.
I guess I don't know.
Okay, I hadn't thought about that, this would be insulting if I got
it. They want that accent. They want that,
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Don't eat that. You're going to get fat. Got any more pap?
So all of these people we brought up, right? Like the characters they're looking for. Tommy, we all know people like that in our lives.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And what a fun experience it would be.
Oh, my God, yeah.
If you manage.
Pale and like chicken wings.
The only thing is you got to have a lot of time.
Okay. You wouldn't take time off of work to do this?
Now?
No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. God forbid you don't show up to work a couple of days. It's really going to cost you that promotion you've been gunning for. No, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
You can make $1,200 a day.
Yeah.
It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's say you audition and you get one of these parts.
Yes. If you hit, then yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, what boss in this area wouldn't be like, yeah, take 4 or 5 days off and go be in a Hallmark
movie? But you got to go audition.
Yeah.
And you know there's the lines of people that are going to show up for this thing are going to be insane.
Okay, but one person's going to get it. Why can't it be you?
Do you have to have like a headshot and everything?
That I don't know. I'm sure it'll tell you at the link.
Because that means you're going to have to like go in front of people and...
Read
and audition. Even before read, just to look at you.
Yeah. What, do you think this is too daunting for you?
It's a lot.
Okay.
Especially because you're getting speaking parts.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. All right. If all of a sudden out of nowhere, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you were cast in a Hollywood movie or like a big time TV show or streaming show that had a bunch of talented like real actors around you, that would be intimidating.
Oh yeah.
This is a Hallmark movie. It's a joke.
Well, who's the but are there known actors?
So I don't
use some known people.
They don't use known people. They use people that were on like a sitcom 30 years
years
ago.
Yes, I mean they're B-level.
From Frasier.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's people that you recognize but you don't know their name.
But are they going to be players, like the actual players and people like that?
So it looks like Damar Hamlin's going to be in it because he's been doing promo for the Hallmark Channel.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Bet you'll have one or two guys in there mixed in.
But you don't think they'd have like other like famous old players?
Maybe. I don't know. Possibly.
But you could do that, but I don't know if anybody but people in Buffalo would even get the cameo.
Yeah. You'd have to explain. Oh my God! Hall of Famer and 1991 MVP Thurman Thomas. Hi guys.
Maybe Jim Kelly, but that's about.
Well, but I don't know if Jim Kelly's in the kind of shape to act.
That's what
right
I mean.
Now.
I can't really. I don't know.
Maybe,
who
maybe
else
Josh would be in it for a brief.
They can't afford Josh, bro.
Even for a minute?
No, they can't, bro. They can't afford. They didn't have Travis Kelce, and they didn't have Patrick Mahomes in a movie with the Chiefs last year.
About
Travis Kelce.
His mom was in it.
Did they have players in it?
Yeah, but it was players you've never heard.
Oh, okay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. This Hallmark movie about the Buffalo Bills, the Christmas movie that they are filming, I don't know how they do it, filming in Buffalo. They are looking to cast legitimate parts, and it sounds like they want to use actual people from Western New York, like speaking roles where you are opposite the leads. Like, you will be in this movie, legitimately. Like I was saying, if you get cast in a like star movie, that's going to be intimidating. Hallmark movies are bad on purpose. The acting is terrible.
Yep.
The writing is awful.
It's corny.
This is the best situation to try this out as someone who's never done it before. It's like, and it's literally right in our backyards.
But the other problem is you're also going to get people that tried to be actors showing up to this thing, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All those community theater people are going to flood this thing.
Why are you saying that like
sense.
That?
Because that's what they are.
That's what they enjoy doing.
Community theater people.
No, but if they like acting and have been doing it.
But they're going to be full of themselves. They're going to think they know what they're and they're going to look down on your ass.
Okay,
I don't care.
Who cares?
But you're going to have to compete with all.
Okay, why are you? You just wanted to take a shot at people who do community theater.
Doesn't everybody?
I don't get why you hate community.
I don't hate it.
You do,
but I do like making fun of it.
You don't have to go. Those are people with a hobby.
I know.
It makes them happy.
You know what? Go be happy.
And every opportunity you have, you just take a giant dump on them on the radio. Every opportunity. You know, the other funny thing here.
What is that?
We're getting a glimpse into what this movie is about based on the characters they're looking for.
So it's obviously a love story.
Well, but you got a nurse and a kid in a hospital. Yes. You got
so
a guy.
A sick kid?
Sick kid. Guy who doesn't understand Bills fandom. Guy who helps build the new stadium. Marketing person for the team. Mm-hmm. Just based on those characters, I'm about to give you the synopsis of this movie.
All right.
Are you ready? Yeah. All right. There's going to be some sick kid who needs the Bills to win to restore their hope. And there's going to be something about the new stadium that's like magical and special, right?
There's going to be some like witchcraft involved.
Yeah, well, like, you know, Christmas magic.
Okay, all right.
The big, a holiday miracle.
The big marketing person who they're trying to cast, they work for the team. They don't get it. They're in the hustle and bustle life. They work in corporate America. Yeah. But the construction worker, the nurse, they see things that other folks involved can't see. And it all ends in some magical sequence where the Bills win. The kid is okay, and everyone realizes in this crazy world.
Yeah, what's that?
There are some magical things that you just can't explain.
All right. Okay. That sounds like a pretty boring TV show.
This movie is going to suck so hard.
Oh, yeah. They all
knew that.
So hard. Yeah. But that's even more of a reason to go audition.
Oh, yeah.
Go be in a really sucky movie. Seriously. I mean, like,
I mean, you know this better than anybody. If you do this and you get a role, there is also the chance that it doesn't show up in the movie.
This is
so
true.
Prepare yourself for that.
Yes, my major film debut, my speaking role was cut out of the other film.
You may get cut after it's all said and done.
But we also
won't know until you watch it.
Yeah, I was all excited and it was going.
Yeah. We know people that go down to New York City and they get 6 seconds on there, and they spend days down there, man.
Yeah.
But it's six seconds.
They got on there.
No, like I had one experience doing this. Yeah. Remember, everybody went out for this movie.
Yeah. It was the one they shot here.
Yeah. And it was with Cary Elwes, the guy from The Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights, and Eliza Dushku. What was she in, Kimmy?
She was in Bring It On, right?
Okay.
And I think she was on one of those shows where she was like, you know, killing people and vampires and stuff.
So I got cast in a scene with both of them. Mm. We're at the Railway Diner, the old Railway Diner in East Rochester, and I'm over the moon. I was on the road. I came home and, like, drove overnight to be in this. And we got stuck overnight for, like, 13 hours.
Shooting this thing.
For a scene. It was longer than 13 hours. Yeah. For a scene that lasted 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was the most miserable experience of my life.
Yeah, it's not glamorous.
So they go, we feed you. We'll feed you.
Yeah.
They go, great. It was like some stew. It was literally like you're in a Russian prison. Now you act with Cary Elwes and you eat stew. But it was a little intimidating to be in a room with people I recognize that were acting.
Yeah, that's true.
So they haven't even filmed this thing yet?
What's that?
They haven't even filmed this thing yet?
Filming starts May 12th, goes to June 12th.
And they're filming in Buffalo?
Yes.
In like the summer when it doesn't look like winter here?
They're going to have really
But they make it, you know.
I guess.
I love how Tommy's going to explain.
It's going to be weird when there's leaves on the trees is all I'm saying.
That's a good point. Maybe they go back in. They fix it in post is what I hear.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys been?
Good, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. I'm still alive. I actually just switched jobs. That's why I haven't been calling. But anyways, I don't care.
Hey, Ben, with all due respect, nobody asked a question, Ben. Nobody asked a question.
No. That role of Dale, I think it was, sounds like it was written for me.
Okay, so let's go back. Hold on, let me just, for everyone catching up, Dale is a 30 to 40-year-old man who goes on a bad date with a lead and doesn't understand their Bills passion.
Yeah, because I don't get why you guys like the Bills at all.
You should go audition, Ben.
Yeah, I know.
You've been
like
on plenty of bad dates.
I won't deny that.
No, how great would that sound if you get to the movie? I like the bell. Ben, great to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, have a great day.
There goes soon-to-be movie star Ben.
Would you talk a buddy out of doing it if you knew he was wasting his time?
No.
How do you know if someone's wasting their time auditioning for a Hallmark movie?
True.
I'm serious.
That is true. They don't have the look.
And you don't know what they're looking for. And there are some weird character actors that got their start this way.
And let him go. I mean, yeah, I would let him go fall on his face.
No.
Or, yeah, you could hit De Niro.
But here's the thing, right? Like, even falling on your face, let's say they have 1,000 people audition for one role.
Yeah.
999 are going to fall on their face.
That's absolutely.
What's wrong with being one of them?
Yeah. And go for it, man. Life's short.
Why do you hate dreams?
I don't.
Is it? What? What?
No, go do your dream.
Like, you wouldn't take a role if it was offered to you?
Oh, sure I would.
Let's run a hypothetical. Let's say some of the producers of this movie, they're in town.
Yeah.
And they're scouting locations.
All right.
And they see you walking down the canal in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and there's a role of a Frenchman whose face got caught in some kind of machinery.
Le machine?
Oh, my face in Le machine!
You would be an excellent background character if any of these scenes took place in a deli.
All right. I told you I got to be a Republican on stage in Florida because I was smoking a cigar and I was wearing a polo shirt.
You've done this twice, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so like you have more experience than anybody.
Well, I had a buddy whose mom did this stuff in Florida. So for like.
You had a connection?
So it was $50 a day and a box lunch. And you just hung out all day. And sometimes they didn't do, sometimes they just had you walking up and down like the beach or sitting at a bus stop. And you would just sit there. You didn't even know if you were on camera. They just put you over there and said, sit. Here's your $50, have lunch, go home. Who ain't doing that?
Yeah. I mean, and that's, there's going to be opportunities for that with the extras in this too. I mean, why would you not put on all your Bill stuff, You know, drive 45 right. minutes to an hour down the road and go have a blast being in a movie.
I was an out-of-work comedian, so yeah. I'm going to do it.
I mean, Kimmy, if they offered you a legitimate role in this movie, would you take
it? Yeah, why not?
What do you think? I mean, like, what role, Tommy, could they be casting? Because, like, you know, we talked about the roles that are available for women. Like, does Kimmy sound like Joy, the 50-year-old female who works in marketing for the team? It's a little too old.
Yeah.
Right?
Might not be.
So she's too young for that.
I could be, like, a background nurse at the hospital.
No, you couldn't do that.
No.
No?
What are you thinking?
Are they going to talk about that guy that fell out of the stadium and landed on somebody?
Could you have picked a worse day
I know.
To
Jeez.
Make that joke, for God's sake?
Timing.
For God's sake. Oh. Oh, no. Right.
Like, I don't even know the guy.
Okay. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Well, like, okay, like, Moose down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
He's a legitimate actor.
Okay,
you bring up
legitimate screen actors.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Is he in the set?
Yes.
Okay, legitimate.
He also was in he was in an international movie where he falls out of a stadium.
I also want to point out that these characters have ages. You may be offended by the age you're cast as.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, I mean, you had asked a second ago, would you talk a friend out of trying to do it? I would encourage all of my friends to do it, because I want to watch my buddies in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you find out someone you know.
Just for a split second.
Yeah, you're going to watch this whole thing just to see their faces.
You will.
Right? Why would you discourage someone?
No,
you are. You have done nothing but discourage, even though, again, you've done this.
I would like them to do it and fail.
Double flathead. Wait.
Nah, yeah, not fail, but funny fail.
No, but that's what's funny about this, too, is even if you succeed, you failed because you're in a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
There's not much of a bounce you're going to get out of this.
You never know.
Bro.
Bro, careers have started stranger. Look, I mean, what? Morgan Freeman didn't start working as an actor till his, what, 50s?
Yeah, but that guy
some
is...
Some people just spotted on the street sometimes.
But he has a commanding presence.
But he didn't have that commanding presence till he was in his 50s, apparently, because he wasn't getting roles.
Right.
Wasn't he on The Electric Company?
Yes, he was.
One, two, three, four. Not Sesame Street.
No, yeah, he was in a kid's show. You're right.
No, I was doing Sesame Street, but he was in The Electric Company, which, by the way, also what they used to call the Bills' offensive line. Serendipity, my
friend. Come on, buddy.
Serendipity.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I know it's hard to believe.
What's that?
But we are on the cusp of prom and ball season.
Oh, boy.
And sending your kid off to prom, ball, whatever, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Folks right now, especially right now, looking to save money anywhere they can. One company is taking advantage of that.
This is great.
You'll save a fortune getting your kids back and forth to these events.
Oh.
That is, if you are comfortable with your kids being in the back of one of these by themselves.
So it's not the standard limo, I guess, anymore.
It is not the standard limo. Right. It's companies trying to take advantage.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock. Why are you doing the stupid laugh?
I can't wait to hear what busted-ass thing's pulling up to the house.
96.5 WCMF. So when you talk about the cost of prom, the dresses are always a fortune. Kimmy, dinner can cost a lot.
Mm-hmm. Some proms actually have dinner included, which would raise the cost of the prom ticket.
There you go.
So, yeah.
But when you're talking about the most expensive stuff, transportation is always up there.
Sure.
The limo has always been the traditional way for your kids to get back and forth to prom or ball.
The standard.
But one company this year is offering a cheaper alternative.
Wow.
Uber
is
offering free rides to teenagers.
Oh, free.
On prom night in the state of New York this year.
But, like, it would just be for the couple, not, like, your whole crew.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because that's kind of how the limo goes.
Well, I'm trying to explain it to you.
Okay.
If you would let me explain. The company is giving one ride to and from prom up to $20 each way to every kid. It's available for kids ages 13 to 17. You can book the ride 90 days in advance. And if your kid wants to ride with their crew, this also applies to Uber XL, which can hold up to 6
people. Like an SUV. But it doesn't have the same pop for a kid, right? You don't feel that special.
Well, okay, so I remember, like, junior prom, the limo was a big thing.
The stretch.
Because it's like you want the whole...
Wait, your mom was there?
Talking about children?
She was all stretched out, yeah.
From underage boys?
Is that what I said?
You said underage boys.
No, I didn't say underage stretch boys.
My
you
mom
said
out.
Underage boys. What is wrong with you? There was a Baywatch episode we watched the other day that had this as a storyline. Everyone was fine with it. Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
I think your junior prom, like your first prom, you want to do all the traditional things. I would think this may be something for like senior prom or like, because I remember kids
burnt
not wanting
prom.
To.
I'm tired of this old prom.
Well, I think kids, they didn't want to stay the whole time when you're like a senior. So it was like they would either drive themselves or have somebody, you know, drop them off.
Okay. But what's interesting about this, Kimmy, is it says you have to have an Uber Teen account. Did you guys know about Uber Teen?
I saw them advertise it, but I didn't really know what
teen?
That actually included.
Yeah. Uber for teenagers. So the way it works, and I got the base level here. And if anyone knows more or has their kids use this, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. As a parent, you add your kids onto your, like, account. When your kid gets in the car by themselves, it gives you real-time location sharing and what they call ride check monitoring, but that's all we know.
Okay.
Are there parents that are comfortable putting their kid in the back of an Uber?
If you grew up in a big city where your kid's taking cabs and stuff, what would be the difference?
Do kids take cabs?
In the cities?
Yeah. Subway. Well,
teenage kids?
Okay, you guys, are you basing this on Gossip Girl?
No, because I know people I know people who have nannied kids in the city, and they were shocked when they found out, like, these kids just kind of get themselves around.
Yeah, but those kids also have nannies. Like, those are rich
kids.
I'm saying
they'll just get into, like, the cab or, like, the
subway.
Subways,
But even with a cab, right?
I was thinking of big city.
But
you use it a lot.
But even with a cab, like, okay, for those who don't know, to operate a cab, you need a token. Those things cost an unbelievable amount of money, right? So there is a legitimate liability here.
Mm.
In this case, and with all due respect to you Uber drivers out there, you're trusting somebody who drives for Uber.
Yeah, but I can see where you are in the Uber. I can't, in a cab, you get in, and I don't know if you made it there.
I don't know. This whole thing's a strange idea. I mean, it's great for parents wanting to save money, and it could save you a fortune.
I'm just thinking getting your kid around to, like, the things they have to get to, you know?
Okay, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, because it says this Uber Teen is available for kids 13 to 17 years old.
All right.
And you're right, Kimmy. If your kid's got practice across town,
yeah,
and it's not done till 9 o'clock, and you don't want to leave, this sounds like a great idea.
Oh yeah, why not?
If your kid needs a ride to their friend's house,
like I remember kids sometimes being really desperate for rides last minute to get to like work or their sports practice, whatever.
I think would have a really hard time watching my kid get in the back of a stranger's car and then disappearing down the street.
Yeah.
No, I mean, am I being a bitch here?
But yeah, because you don't live that kind of life. I mean, you live a life where you cater to your kids. That you settle
very,
them around.
That sounds very condescending.
What?
You don't live that kind of life?
You don't.
You don't know what life I live, man.
I know exactly. You come in and talk about it all the time.
You're right. It's my job. But, no, I don't think I would feel comfortable.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, that's a legitimate thing.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Because I've been in different levels of Uber, too, right? I mean, I've gotten into Uber, so I go, man, how? This is nice.
Yeah.
And it's been in other ones. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Because, like, all right, let me ask you this. Right. Let's say you find out one of your friends, they put their kids in Ubers on a regular basis and send them around.
And what, locally here.
Yeah, yeah. What would you think of that parent?
Yeah, they're phoning it in.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you ain't watching your kids.
Wait a minute. You just said I cater to my kid in a negative way.
No, I didn't say negative.
It was a negative way.
I did not say negative way.
Oh, you're always catering to your kid.
No, but if you're around here and you got strangers running your kids around, yeah.
So you don't like this?
No, not, but city kids different because that's their life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a stranger.
Yeah, but like you're used to it. It's a necessity in a city. You can't have cars. It's tough.
Okay.
But here, you don't need to Uber your kid.
Kimmy, would you think a parent is trashy, a bad parent for putting their kid in the back of a
No, I think it's more common than you think it is.
That's low trash, man.
We actually got a tweet from somebody I'm assuming is an Uber or Lyft driver, and they said they get these ride shares for people on the east side a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Low trash east side parent.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Uber is offering free rides to teens on prom night in the state of New York all season long. And again, the company, it's one ride to and from prom, up to $20 each way, for free. It's available for kids ages 13 to 17. You can book the ride 90 days in advance. And if your kids want to ride with all their friends, it also counts for Uber XL, which goes up to 6 people. But you have to have an Uber Teen account, which goes through, you know, the parents' account. And this whole Uber Teen thing is blowing my mind. Going back to the prom thing, Kimmy, the benefit of putting your kids in the back of a prom limo is the limo driver never took any crap.
Did they check your bags and stuff?
The pre-prom speeches? Yeah, you remember that, right?
Yep.
So, Tommy, to her point,
yeah,
they go through all your bags to make sure there's no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And they would stand the kids in line, and it was always like a shorter, bald limo driver for some reason. And they're like, listen, if I catch you with anything illegal, alcohol, marijuana, this ride is over.
Yep.
I will pull over to the side of the road. Your parents will come and pick you up, and you do not get a refund.
Oh.
And whether or not it actually worked doesn't matter, because it's in that driver's best interest to not put the company that he works for in harm's way. Does the Uber driver have the same motivation on prom night?
Probably not.
What percentage of Uber drivers do you think can be talked into buying alcohol for underage kids?
Oh, come on, man.
I need a percentage.
35%. 35%. Just based on the Uber drivers I've had. Because we get them when we go to Chicago to see my stepson. And there's just all, you just don't know what you're going to get. Like, so it's a mystery date.
Yeah.
You know, because it looks good on, this guy looks good or she looks great. Then Jesus Christ, this thing pulling up.
And like, here's the thing. To all you Uber drivers that may have took offense to that, I don't mean offense. I just want you to think about this. Let's say there's a kid who's driving to prom in the back. And he goes, listen, I got $50 for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you go get me a 12 or a, Natty Light.
Mm-hmm.
You doing it?
Yeah.
Would you at least think about it?
You'd have to.
Don't say that, stupid.
Yeah, but just think about it. Your name is directly linked to this account.
But they
would. That parent could look at, be like, this is the Uber driver that took my kid. This is the Uber driver that bought my kid alcohol. I mean, it is a lot. You could lose that gig, if you don't care.
You would have to ask the very important question of that kid in the back. Are you cool?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they won't get caught.
No, if he says he's cool, are you cop? You got to tell me if you're a cop.
That's why I'd rather have, if I'm a kid, I want to be in a limo because there is a separation, at least, between the limo driver and the crew in the back. You know what I mean? So you can have your fun.
They're not letting you
get
away with anything.
Have your fun.
Bro, they're going to be doing fun.
Bro, there's like 12 kids back there.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, that stops kids.
You think there's going to be...
Were you that kid?
What?
Where you're like, ooh.
Oh, my God.
What?
Bye.
No, but you don't think you don't think that's going to happen?
In front of all of your friends?
It's going to happen,
no,
man.
No, it's not.
You've never gotten any action in front of a buddy that was also on a
date? All the kids would be staring at you guys like,
you got to be kidding me.
You're making us all uncomfortable right now.
What?
You've never pulled a move in front of other couples where they're all pulling
moves.
Not
when you're all facing each other in a car.
It happened when I was around. I'm telling you.
No wonder you are the way
So were my buddies. And the loose chicks we were with. You've never been in a car.
I cannot tell you how many no's I'm going to say to you.
Your buddy and his girl are up front. You're in the back.
Shut up.
And you're getting a knob.
No! A knob? That never happened to you. This is such a penthouse.
No, it's not.
You're so full of
crap. So we're going to grad night.
My ass.
What is grad night?
It's at Disney. It was a thing back in
the
day.
So they open up to it's like senior night at Disney World.
He's so busy making up a story, he didn't include it. It's a Disney World thing.
You get a knob while your buddy's driving.
That's a lie. Dear penthouse, I never thought it would happen to me.
You've never gotten a knob in the backseat of a car when somebody else was driving.
No, I've never gotten a knob in the backseat of a car else was driving. No, I've never diddled. Bro, you rode the school bus till you were 18, and you want me to believe there was a girl?
You were that smooth.
Get the F out of here. I've watched you with women, you idiot. Oh, you like sex?
So that would stop you, though.
Yeah, just the social.
All right, so here's the scenario.
You're describing a different situation than a limo, though. Like,
I'm just
a
saying,
backseat to yourself, you can get away with something. In a limo, everybody is, there are lights on.
But they're
on
probably
in a limo.
Busy doing their own thing.
No, idiot. God, you're the same kind of idiot who thinks like they have those, like, what do they call those parties? It's called like a bracelet party?
Oh, yeah.
Party.
Buddy might walked in on this thing that actually has never happened. Whatever bracelet they're wearing. That's what they're willing to do, man. True story. Also, there's a litter box in the high school down in there, and there was a kid.
They identify as cat.
They had to identify as a cat. They had to put a litter box in there and said, man on a radio station who thought it was a real story like an idiot.
All right, so we're in a car.
Shut up.
You're in the back seat.
Yeah.
And you got some smoking hot chick with you. You're a young man.
Uh-huh.
And she starts playing around with you. Are you like, stop it? There's people up front.
I mean, if I'm
Please don't unzip me. People here could hear it.
If I'm a teenager, I guess I'm not, but that would never happen.
Yeah, what if it did?
What if it did? What if I landed on the moon tomorrow?
You never been to a party where people were like banging around and having fun?
Not in front of other people.
Yeah. Well, not in front of it's on stage, man.
I love how it's...
Or like Comics Cafe getting a knob.
That would have been the most attention you ever got at that club.
Yeah, hell of a closer.
Still would have gotten booed off the stage. No, man.
Yeah, the people that did that or tried to do that in front of other people were always the weirdos. Yeah. And I still remember those kids to this day.
But y'all a bunch of stiffs.
I'm fine with that.
All right, good.
I'm good.
Stiffola.
Good. Oh, good. I'm going to make up a story about something that never Pat actually
Stiffola.
Happened to me.
Pat
Stiffola.
And not in a good way.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Yeah, why would you not want to put your kid in an Uber with a stranger after this conversation, you creep-ass, weird-ass bitch? Oh, my God. Oh, I don't even know where to go from here.
You're such a prude.
I am, bro.
But you're calling
You're 60! You're
calling
You're 60 on
I'm 65.
But again, this never happened
it
to
did.
You.
It did.
Oh, here we go.
It did.
Here come
it
the
didn't.
Phone. No, here come the phone calls. The guy's I heard a
you
guy.
You never even got invited to the limo.
Well, limo-esque.
No, bro, she's right, man. Like, you were such a loser. You were such a loser.
I wish Terlene Reemsnyder was alive.
Okay, like, you ever see Saved by the Bell? I was like, Zach, man. Which you also watched as a man in your 30s on a regular basis.
Well, yeah, because we had the time off during the day.
You creep-ass bitch.
We also watched Real World. Well, a lot of good stuff going on with the teenagers.
Okay, going back to the Uber idea.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, you get over it.
No, I won't. It's deeply disturbing. Deeply disturbing, you lying ass
you
bitch.
You did that with your finger. God. What?
Like, if you're going to use this Uber teen thing for your teen, it is going to get expensive, right? Like, I mean,
but you said it was $20.
Well, no, I mean, like, for this prom thing, it's free.
Oh.
Right? For up to $20. But, like, if you use it on a regular basis, like we were talking about shipping your kid around, like, look, the 30 to 45 minutes it takes to take your kid round trip where they want to go sucks. But it would cost $15 to $20 to get your kid in the same spot every time you wanted to do that. Like,
But think of how much time you spend driving around, waiting, picking them up. I mean, you spend sometimes your whole evening doing
that. No, you're right. But at the same time, like if I start doing that with Uber and my kid, all of a sudden,
cost you.
It's going to be $500
yeah,
a month.
Get expensive.
I can't afford that.
All right. Would be that much?
Well, think about it. $15, $20
Especially if they're going across, like across town, you know?
Yeah. Crosstown train out to hockey practice. 252 WCMF. Let's take one call. I am terrified.
Oh, will you stop?
No, you stop. You did this, you monster.
Oh, stop. Don't touch me.
Yeah, what was that? Every woman you ever met in your life? Robert, you're on CMF. What's
Bobby.
Up, buddy?
Just letting you know, as a former Uber driver, I used to pick up young kids late at night because I drove nights all the time. And I was wondering if their parents knew what they were doing. I mean, I was taking them to their boyfriend's house or their girlfriend's house. I was just letting you know this.
Okay, well, Robert, thank you.
Could you have an account, though, if you're under a certain age? How does that work?
I don't know. Maybe they're grabbing their parents' card or something. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's also possible, getting the parents' phone. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Well, as if this...
I didn't even think, like, how that would have changed sneaking around as a kid, having access to something like that.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, you would be able to have a ride somewhere, but your parents would also be able to see exactly
that's what
where
I, that's
you
what
went.
I mean. Like, I thought they'd be on their parents' account.
But,
I don't know.
But even if you went, I mean, maybe your parents don't have the wherewithal to look at their Uber. Like, if, you know, I don't know. All right. Let's never speak of this conversation again. What did I do?
I can't have a little fun in the back seat.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Today's the day, buddy.
What's going on?
Very exciting day for a lot of outdoorsy people in the state of New York.
Wow.
But it seems when it comes to outdoorsy holidays, there's like one high holiday that these outdoorsy folks observe.
Yeah.
And then everything else kind of falls to the wayside.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Today kicks off fishing season.
Fishing. He's going fishing.
For a number of different fish. Now, I feel stupid.
Why?
Because I didn't know there was a fishing season. I thought you could go fish anytime you wanted.
I did, too, because you can ice fish.
Yeah. How do you guarantee you're not going to catch something?
Unless it's just fishing for certain types of fish.
It is, but, like, the fish don't know that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what happens if I catch a fish I'm not supposed to catch while I'm ice fishing?
We're back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought all fish, if you had a license, you were licensed to catch anything in the lake.
It says it kicks off, today kicks off fishing season for a number of fish. Kimmy, can we find out what fish you are allowed to catch starting today and how they alerted the fish that today is the
You're on the clock.
You can start biting hooks now. Do folks take the day off for the first day of fishing season?
I guess. Why would you if you're a big-time guy who loves this stuff?
Well, because I don't know anybody that is. Like, I know buddies that take off days to go hunting for deer, but that's, like, the only one.
Yeah, the only kid that I knew fished doesn't work here anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like you can catch...
I thought anything.
Pike?
Okay.
Ooh, good pike.
I don't even know how to say somebody's...
That's a fighting fish.
A pickerel?
Pickerel?
Pickerel. A crappie?
A crappie, yeah. No, that's
walleye.
You can catch Tommy's radio career. Well, okay. Like, is there? Are there?
I'm sorry. Some of these are all year. It says.
Okay, so
I'm not sure. It seems like pike is May 1st.
Can you catch pike around here, or is that a North Country fish?
North Country fish.
Dead ass serious.
I always thought like fishing and boating season just went hand in hand. Like once you could get your boat in the water, you just went fishing.
No, it is weird,
when they put that swing bridge, they take it out in Webster.
Yeah.
I figure, all right, that's the official sign you can put your boat in the water.
Why did you just make that up right now?
Because you can't get out.
No, I understand. I'm just saying. It's like, oh, swing bridge's open. Fish are going to die.
I thought that was like kicking off the season because the bay was open.
Okay. Well, obviously not because there is a season for certain kinds of fish.
Yeah. So that means if I went out. You can only catch certain months. It's really weird.
How would they even know?
Well.
Like, they would have to literally stop you at the dock.
Well, they do that. And you know, there are guys out in there, the DEC or whatever, the cops.
But they don't have enough.
I mean, they catch people.
Oh, I'm putting that fish over there. I don't know how I got it.
You put that fish over there? Let me see your fish.
What's over here?
Okay, can I see
it? Oh, wait, he got away. Here he goes.
God, are you mad?
Go.
Bulletproof plan there, tracksuit. What an idiot. 252-WCMFR. We're getting some kind of information.
All right.
Steven writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. You can fish year-round, but you can't keep fish that aren't in season. This only applies to people who catch and eat. If you catch and release, you can catch anything anytime.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but that's just one guy writing. Who knows?
All right.
Because like, here's the thing. Past the fishing season, right?
Yeah.
So deer season, people take a day off.
Yeah. Right.
Turkey season has two seasons, we found out in New York State. In fact, spring turkey season just started last week, I think. I've never heard of anyone taking off like the first day of turkey hunting season.
No. That doesn't really come up too much.
Right?
No. I never think of like spring as like a big hunting season, you know?
But if
I always think of that more of like a fall activity, fall winter activity.
But here's the thing. Spring hunting seems more fun. You got to less bundle up.
True.
Right?
And I always thought the animals are more active.
Yeah. You know what's funny?
Well, maybe that's why. Because they're mating.
Oh.
Shooting a turkey in the middle of him getting banged, her getting banged.
Hopefully there isn't other turkeys watching. You would be appalled by that. I'm out of here. This is terrible.
Not what it would sound
Everybody's
like.
Goblin.
Not what
Oh, your mom was there?
Oh, for God's sakes. You know, with the turkey.
Oh, she's a goblin.
Shut up. With the turkey thing.
With a neck like that.
Shut up. My mother does not have a bad neck.
Oh, she's got a nice neck.
Whatever the turkey season thing.
Yeah.
There's a family of turkeys that lives off of 390.
A wild turkey.
No, off of 590. Excuse me. Yeah, on the way to 390 that I drive by every day on my way home from work. They got it figured out because you can't hunt them there.
Yeah.
Right? You can't shoot. Turkeys off the side of the road. Like, do you think they figured it out?
Sure they did. They probably sense they're safe there, right?
But it's also next to, like, the biggest. They don't know what cars are. 70 miles an hour.
Well, they didn't think it all the way through, as turkeys do.
You also never see like, they walk right up to the road, but you never see any turkeys that got hit by cars.
No.
Are turkeys super smart?
I thought they were super dumb.
Okay. Well, these ones figured it out.
Yeah. Maybe the wild ones are smarter than the ones we eat.
A little more savvy.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, now we're getting a whole bunch of different information. Wait, does turkey season start today too?
Maybe. May 1st?
Scott said May 1st, but I thought turkey season started last week.
Oh.
Could be wrong.
I don't know.
All right, here we go. We're going to get it all figured out here.
Here come the anglers.
252-WCMF, today is the first day of fishing season in New York. We're trying to figure out how you can go ice fishing, but then there's fishing season, and how whether or not but the fish know that you can catch the fish.
All right.
Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
So fishing season for it. So fishing season's year round. You can catch anything. When each type of fish, like trout, pike, all that open up, that means you can keep the fish that are a certain size at that time. You can't keep them until their season opens.
Okay, gotcha. So it's just about keeping the fish. All right, Chris, are you a fisherman?
Yes.
Did you take?
I am an outdoorsman fully. Oh. I do pretty much turkey hunting, deer hunting.
He's a man. Man's man.
Man's man. He's doing drive-by shootings off of 590 at them turkeys getting a little too big for their britches. Chris, so.
No, I live out in the country. I live out in Wyoming County, so there's a lot of hunting out here.
Yeah, I was joking. I didn't think you were really shooting
turkeys.
Hey, Chris, do you take days off for like the first days of seasons?
Sometimes. Deer season, absolutely. My daughter loves to go with me. She just got her. Hunting season hunting license for the first time last year.
Nice.
And, we take deer season off, not turkey. I haven't hunted turkey since I was a kid. There's less turkeys out now. I mean, they're pretty smart birds and they're really fast.
I heard in the break room that they're dumb. That's what I heard from Tommy. The turkey of radio.
They're pretty smart. I mean, they can see you, they can hear you. I mean, they're not stupid. I've hit one turkey in my life with my car, and other than that, No.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Didn't see that one coming.
No, I did not.
No, the turkey. Yeah. Corey writes, youth turkey started last week. Okay, so youth turkey started last
week.
Wait,
youth turkey?
Like youth hunters to go hunt turkey.
All right, the kids.
And then big turkey starts today.
Okay. All right, fishing.
Fishing is today.
All right, so this is outdoor day.
But for certain fish, because like bass, I'm getting a word.
It seems like they're, like I was looking at the chart, and some fish are all different months of the year.
Wait, what's a coveted fish?
A bass.
They're everywhere.
No, but that's the one you want.
Well, yeah. Well, no.
That's why you bass fish.
People eat panfish, too.
Yeah. And there's a pan fishing tournament.
Are you sure?
There's a bass fishing tournament.
I've heard of bass fishing
tournaments. Big mouth. You'd fit right in.
You've never been to pan pro shops?
No, I have not.
What about like walleye and muskie? Those are good fish to eat, right?
I've never had one.
No?
I don't know.
No.
I feel like I had it when I was a kid.
Well, that's because your father just caught things he probably shouldn't have.
No, you're allowed to catch it.
He probably also had a tire or a boot. You never had a mud boot? Oh, that's good eating.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Dustin. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, bud?
Hey, so the way I understand it is you're not allowed to target fish outside of the season.
What is target fishing?
So certain fish spawn at different times of year, and like bass. So if you go fishing for bass out of season, you can damage that system for them.
Okay, so like if you use specific bait and techniques to catch bass outside of bass season.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. So the season's more for when you're able to go after certain species of fish. And yes, obviously, if you're in season, you can keep them in their slot limit. So they have, a lot of fish have a minimum size, and some fish even have a maximum size of when you can keep them.
Oh.
Wait. If it goes over the maximum size, I got to throw it back?
Yes.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Don't you want that fish out of there? He's lived long enough.
He's eating good.
So I'm not sure why they have it set up that way, but certain species like trout, they have a slot limit. So you can catch within a minimum and a maximum, and anything outside of that, you're not allowed to keep. But if you get caught with them, you get fined quite heavily.
No, but did you hear Tommy's?
I'm looking at there's like not less than 23 inches or greater than 28 inches for a striped bass.
Okay.
So, yeah, like some of these fish have maximums.
No, but Dustin, you're not thinking. Tommy had the brilliant idea of hiding the fish after you catch it on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been boarded by the Coast Guard, and they go through the boat.
Oh, wow.
Wait, they do like it's a drug raid?
I just explained that to you, stupid.
So, like, you're just out there fishing with your buddy. The Coast Guard boards your boat?
Well, the specific instance, we were fishing the Gulf Stream down in Key West.
Well, that's a little different.
But, yeah, we got boarded by the Coast Guard, guns in our face.
Yeah, because you're going to take a couple of dopers out there.
Yeah, probably.
Dustin, thanks for the call.
Throwing bells over the bell.
Yeah, not a problem.
Dustin is a doper's name, too.
Yes.
One fifth of all men arrested for trafficking cocaine named Dustin.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. That's a stat from the made up stats of Drug Enforcement Agencies of America.